big red dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and their many new friends. There to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Woo!
Picture of you. Say summer vacation.
Summer vacation.
Isn't summer great, Clifford?
Woof.
Charlie's dad said he would take us all swimming at the pond tomorrow. And you and I are going to have lots of time to read all kinds of books together. Now, what page were we on? Where is it? Last week? Or was it last month?
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Here it is!
Whoa, 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 whoa!
I see you found your suit, Emily Elizabeth, but you made a bit of a mess in the process.
Oops. Sorry. I'll clean it later, Mom. Charlie's dad is taking us swimming today.
Okay, but don't put it off too long.
Okay, Mom. See you later. Let's go, Clifford! Here comes Clifford! Hi, everyone! Oh, that looks like fun! Can I try?
Woof!
I want to get some pictures.
Here I go.
Good one, Vaz.
Hey, you'll get your camera wet.
It's okay. It's waterproof.
This is a great camera, Vaz. I wish I had one like it.
Would you like to borrow it for a few days? I don't really need it until our game on Monday.
Really? I could borrow it?
Sure. Just don't break it or lose it or anything.
Oh, don't worry. I won't.
Mom! I can't find Charlie's softball!
It has to be here somewhere. Look, Clifford! We haven't played this for ages! Wanna go to the park and have some fun?
Toy. Come on. Emily said she'd give me back my softball today so you and I could practice catching. Hi, Emily Elizabeth.
Hi, Emily Elizabeth.
Woof.
Hi, Clifford. Hey, boy.
Hi, guys.
Did you bring my softball, Emily?
Oh, I looked everywhere for it this morning, Charlie, but I couldn't find it.
Really? Vaz and I were going to practice today.
I know. I'm sorry. But I did find Clifford's toy. Want to play with us?
No, Vaz and I really want to play softball. You'll find it by tomorrow, won't you? We need it for the game.
Oh, don't worry. I'll bring it.
Bring my camera too, okay?
Oh, your camera?
Uh-huh. Remember, I promised everyone that I'd take the team picture.
Sure. Come on, Clifford. I think we'd better go home.
Bye. See you later.
Bye-bye. I have some serious cleaning up to do. Could it be? Oh, I can't believe I can't find Vaz's camera. This is awful.
I'm surprised you can find anything in here, Emily Elizabeth.
I know. You didn't happen to see my softball, did you?
Is that missing too?
Well, it's not really missing. I know it's in my room. Somewhere.
Oh, how did you let it get like this?
It's summer vacation. There just hasn't been time to clean it.
Well, I'm sure the ball and camera are in here somewhere. Just keep looking.
Where could they be? I'm sorry, Clifford. I know you want me to read to you tonight, but I just have to find that ball and the camera. Oh, I never should have let my room get so messy. I wish I'd just put my stuff away where it belongs in the first place. You know what, Clifford? Tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up early and clean this mess. And tonight, we're going to read together, just like I promised.
Mm-hmm.
wonder if Emily Elizabeth has cleaned her room up yet this morning.
Good morning, Clifford. Ta-da! All clean. Now let's go and have some fun.
Woof!
Where could she be, Charlie?
I don't know. Emily's never late.
Woof! Woof, 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 woof.
Here comes Clifford!
Woof, 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 woof.
Yeah! All right!
Hi, guys. Here's the ball.
Great! Did you bring my camera?
Here you go, Vaz. Thank you very much for letting me borrow it.
You're welcome.
Sorry I'm late. I had a little trouble finding everything. But I don't think I'm gonna have that trouble anymore.
Woof!
Come on, you guys! Let's get this game started!
All right, better, 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 better!
Yeah,
better.
Come on. Yeah. All right. Okay, everyone. Smile and say, summer vacation.
No, wait. Everyone smile and say, clean your room.
Huh? Clifford!
It's story time. You want to hear a speckle story, don't you?
Woof! Woof!
I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Balloon Ride. One afternoon, Speckle was floating through the sky in a hot air balloon. He was up so high, the trees and houses looked like tiny toys. It was such a fantastic view, he wanted to share it with his friends. So he landed the balloon and invited them to climb aboard. They were all eager to sail into the sky and see the fantastic view from way up high. But with everyone in the basket, it was too heavy to lift off the ground. So Speckle jumped out of the basket to let his friends take their turn in the balloon. Ravi, Reba, Luna, and Darnell enjoying themselves, Speckle thought that this was the most fantastic view of all. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Woof!
It's okay, leave it. Just hit the ball back.
Okay. Yay! Oh no, I did it again.
Oh, this is fun. Hit it again.
Really? You're having fun?
Sure, just hit it back.
Okay. Go. Yeah!
I love this!
That's Sheriff Lewis calling. I've gotta go, Mac. I'll come back later to help you clean up.
Don't worry about it.
Mac, look what you did!
Oh no! Mac is in trouble!
Just look at this. I don't think I can ever get it cleaned up.
Mac, are you okay? Oh, I knew I should have helped pick up this garbage before I left.
Huh?
I'm so sorry. I made the mess, and you're getting in trouble for it.
Oh, the mess. Well, I did get in trouble, but not for...
Don't worry. I'm going to clean it all up. Maybe then Jetta won't be mad at you anymore.
But T-Bone, that's not...
I made the mess. I should clean it. It'll make me feel better.
Well, okay, if it'll make you feel better...
Arrgh. Beware of Pirate Cleo and her faithful parrot, Captain Squawky.
I love that.
Land ho, Captain Clifford. I see the yard of Pirate Mac. There be strange things happening over there, Captain Clifford. Let's go ashore and see.
Aye, Pirate Cleo. We're on our way.
Whoa! Whoa! Thanks, Clifford.
You're welcome, T-Bone.
What are you doing, T?
Mac and I made a mess when we were playing this morning. And Mac got in trouble for it. So I'm cleaning it up.
Why aren't you cleaning, Mac?
T-Bone said it would make him feel better to do it by himself. Who am I to deny him that joy?
Don't worry, T-Bone. We'll help you finish cleaning.
Really?
Sure. Let's get busy.
Looks great, guys. Thanks. I'm sure Jetta will forgive Mac.
Great. Now can we go play pirates?
Sure. Maybe Mac wants to play with us, too.
He looks really happy. Let's let him get some rest.
So come on, then. Let's go.
Oh, Mackie!
Huh?
I can't believe it, Mackie. You cleaned the whole backyard. It's absolutely amazing. I'm gonna get you a big bowl of tummy yummies.
Well, this is turning out to be a pretty terrific day.
Avast me, hearties. We're off to dig up buried treasure.
Hey, Pirate Cleo, make your parrot squeak again.
My parrot!
Mac's house.
I'll go get it for you. Then I can see if Jetta has forgiven Mac yet.
Now, where's my soccer ball? I'd give another great big bowl of tummy yummies to the good dog that brought me my soccer ball. Maybe I took it into the house. Hi, T-Bone.
T-Bone, I'd better hide my tummy yummies. a minute. Jetta said she'd give me a whole new bowl of tummy yummies if I found her soccer ball.
There you are, Mac!
Oh, hi, T-Bone.
Jetta looked really happy. Is everything okay?
Not really.
Oh, what's wrong?
We lost Jetta's soccer ball.
We did?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't your fault or anything, but you were playing with it this morning, and now it's gone.
And she's blaming you?
She wants me to find it, and I don't even know where to look.
Well, don't worry. I'll find it.
Oh, no. You don't have to.
I want to. Now you just sit there and relax.
Well, okay. If you insist.
It's not in here.
Oh, well.
Gee, what's this, Mac?
Nothing. T-Bone, are you okay?
I'm okay.
Come over here and sit down.
But I didn't find the ball yet.
You don't have to find the ball, T-Bone. Jetta is not mad at me.
She's not?
No.
Oh.
I mean, she was mad at me this morning. But not for the spilled garbage. She was mad at me because I tore her rabbit.
But you let me think I got you in trouble.
Yes, I did.
That wasn't a nice thing to do.
I'm sorry, T-Bone. Here, have a tummy yummy.
Where did those come from?
Jetta gave them to me as a reward for cleaning up the garbage.
But you didn't clean it up. I did.
I tried to tell you to stop, but you said that it made you feel better to do it. So, I just let you.
Mac!
Here, take the whole bowl. Please take them. It'll make me feel better.
Okay, Mac. Thanks. I should probably share these.
Oh, no. You don't have to.
With Cleo and Clifford. They help me clean.
Right. Great idea. You know, T-Bone, I think I actually do feel better. Even if I am a little hungry. Clifford's it!
Okay, I'm it. But first, let's eat.
Clifford and I both love playing with our friends. It's fun to be together, especially when you share.
Having a picnic today was a great idea, Clifford.
Yeah, I brought a whole bag of my favorite dog treats. They're so good. Who wants to try one?
I do.
You bet.
Me too.
Mine are delicious too. Here.
Great. Looks good.
Yum.
You guys have to taste mine.
Thanks.
Mine are pretty doggone good, too.
Aren't you gonna share, Mac?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Try one of mine, guys.
Thanks.
Okay. You're right, Mac.
Yum.
It's nice when you share with your friends. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is sharing.